that right?
Oh, hi there, Jose. Jose, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service and answer all of your questions. Did you have any other questions for me, though? I mean, other than the price?
No. Just take you how everything goes.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's $249 a month. It's $249 is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate, flat rate, month to month, no contract. For verification on Google and Bing, you'll also have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, all the content that Google needs to see for your business to be not just verified and they're like a digital business card when someone's looking for your company by name. You'll actually be on the first page for keywords related to your services, meaning if someone is in your service area, they type in irrigation company or contractor or lighting company or lawn service, garden service, whatever they might type in, sprinkler system repair. I mean, as long as it's a service you want to be found for, your business will pop up as one of the top options. And of course, that means people will see you. They'll be able to find you without already knowing the name of your company. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website here for your business?
Yeah. No, I don't have a website.
You don't have a website. So, I mean, being on the first page is the most important thing, but perhaps even more important is that people have the reasons to call you, and a website would give them the reasons to pick up the phone. They would see, you know, the type of work that you do. They can see before and after photos, make sure that you do the service that they're looking for, and of course that you're in their area as well. Now, we offer websites for our clients that don't have a website. I mean, I know from Tara's notes you're trying to get verified. It looks like it's still in the process, and that's okay. I mean, most businesses, you know, understand the importance of at least being verified, but you're a young company, right? You haven't been around for years and years?
No, I haven't
okay.
started, but I was called, I've been doing this line of work for a while. So
you've been doing it, you've got the experience, but officially the business is fairly new. So it's fair to say that people may not know the name JMS Irrigation and Lighting, right? Now, if you've been around for 20 years and people recommend you to their friends, then really all you might need would be a verified listing and maybe not even a website. But you know, traditional word of mouth is probably not yet that reliable factor driving business to you, meaning there's not going to be a lot of people that will be looking for your company by name. Maybe if they see your service vehicle, they might say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I need. Let me try to look them up. But I think for the most part, people are going to be just typing in keywords related to your services. So you would need a whole lot more than just, you know, that verification and that Google Business Profile. We are a Google Business Partner. I mean, we are a premier partner for Google. We've been in business ourselves since 2004. So, of course, we're not Google, but Google will only make these phone calls to businesses if they have 100 locations or more. Everything less than that is the responsibility of the Google partners. So we are calling through the area. We're looking for one business to fill this particular listing. We don't put our clients in competition with each other. You won't be the only company on the first page, but as one of only 8 Google Premier partners, you would be the only one that we're working with. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service, and it is a flat rate of $249. Is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Sure. I mean, the question is, I know you guys say we go on the front page and stuff, but it's not mm-hmm. guaranteed anywhere, correct? It's just the promotion or not.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, our job is to put you on that first page for people who are in your service area to see you as one of their first options, one of the top options recommended by Google in the exact moment that they're going online and looking for someone who does what you do. Now, obviously, you won't be the only company there, so maybe not everyone will call you, and we also can't guarantee that you're going to answer the phone when it rings. So, yeah, I'm not guaranteeing you jobs, but I'm putting you on the first page where people can see you and find you on their own. Now, I mentioned that we do build websites, and we know that a website would mean more phone calls. Not just more phone calls in general, it would mean more jobs, a higher quality call, a higher conversion rate when you've got a website, because that means people can learn about your company, and the ones that do decide to call you, they saw something on your website that they liked and they're reaching out to you, usually because they want to hire you. So again, it's a much higher conversion rate and more phone calls in general when you've got a website. Now, like I said, this is a position that we're actively filling. If I could get that website included at no additional cost, keep it still at $249, I mean, I'm sure that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, get your phone out ringing, or at least get your phone number and your business and your website out there in front of the eyes of the people in your service area looking to hire someone who does what you do. That would certainly mean more phone calls. Not everyone will choose to call you, but the ones that do will be ready to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Like I said, it's a position we're actively filling. It's $249 as an out-the-door cost. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits.
Okay. Now, the website, I mean, I don't know how to do a website. Is that something you guys would do?
We do build websites in-house, yeah. We would do what's called a client interview with you, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. I mean, with that information, we will build that website for you. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. And that's at no additional cost. So it's just a $249 as an out-the-door cost.
And what if, say, in a month or two, you know, I don't want to keep going no more. I don't want to do it no more. How does the website go about? Do you guys hand the keys over?
Yeah, so I mean, that's a really good question, and I do hear that a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to know what you're paying for, what you'll be getting if you stop using our service. And first of all, like I said, it is month to month, so you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. Now, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. If you did stop using our services, we could provide no other services and simply host your website for a modest hosting fee of $29 a month. If you want to have us transfer the domain over to you, we could, in fact, transfer the domain over to you, and you can have a website hosted somewhere else. So you're not going to lose the online content that you have. Right now, I know that you're not even fully verified yet. We can help you with that. It looks like from Tara's notes, there might have been a little bit of a snag or a hiccup, and that happens a lot. I talk to a lot of business owners who, they don't even know why it happened. Even just yesterday, I was talking to someone who was simply putting in their business information. It was accurate. Their listing got flagged as fraudulent, and then there's no one they can talk to try to fix that. I mean, it's pretty frustrating when you can't even get your business verified, much less on the first page where people would see it so they could call you. But we're a Google partner, like I said, and we submit more businesses to Google every day than just about anybody else in the world. I mean, there's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's only 41 worldwide. So we do work directly with Google's back-end team, and the whole reason for the Google partnership, and we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership, which started about 9 years ago. The whole reason for it is to help small and medium-sized businesses see a higher return on investment advertising through Google. So we get our training and our updates from Google. And again, like I said, we work directly with Google's back-end team. So every process is streamlined and efficient, and no one can get you better results, get you on that first page faster than a Google Premier partner. So that would be one of the very first things that we would do. But of course, we don't wait for that. We start building out your website and creating that content.
Okay. So you guys would help me get verified?
Of course. We have to. That's one of the very first steps that's required to be on the first page.
I've been making the money, but putting it back into the company. And, you know, I'm trying to make it a little bit bigger than what I am. I've already started with Angie itself. So I do want to get it with you guys because I'm a Google guy, you know?
Of course, and most people are.
What I mean by Google is when something goes wrong, I go check on Google. Hey, what is Google going to tell us? You know what I mean? So I agree.
Everybody
with somebody in irrigation, they're going to type in, I need an irrigation around me. So I understand where you're coming. And yes, I want to do it. My question to you is, I have my company credit card at home. Is there a way, you know, maybe I can give you a card, we put it on hold, and then, you know, put it to my company credit card, or do you need the payment now?
So, I mean, we can process the initial payment on a different card and then switch it to that company credit card later on.
Okay, but you would need the what is it, $249 right now?
It's exactly $249. I'm going to go ahead and waive that $99 setup fee. I know that you mentioned Angie, but Tara did already find that Angie profile, and she sent it over to me, so I knew that you already had it. And I know that that can be an expensive service. So I want to make this affordable for you. I'll go ahead and waive the initial $99 setup fee. That's why I was saying it would only be that $249 as an out-the-door cost. The website, like I said, is included. It's simple, straightforward pricing. There's no hidden taxes or fees. There's no lead fees, of course, because the calls come directly to you. Now, the business is JMS Irrigation and Lighting. I see on the logo the LLC is not there, but it is listed as an LLC on Angie. My question for you would be, did you want the LLC to be on your Google listing, on your website? Do you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business?
Sure, yeah. How you say it, the logo, if you want to say it, it's an old, I still got to redo it. I'm just using it. I got to redo everything.
So you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, correct? It's up to you.
It's just going to be the lettering, correct?
It would be listed, and it's on Angie's, it just says JMS, but it's actually JM's, right, with the apostrophe S?
Yes, but the way that I guess, I'm not able to do it when I did the EIN number for the taxes and stuff, so it was put together, so.
But it is technically JM apostrophe S, irrigation,
correct.
And lighting. The and is
correct.
The symbol for the word and, right? The ampersand, not A and D spelled out. And then the LLC, it would just be at the end of the name, or it would be left off. It's really entirely up to you. There's no real right or wrong answer. The important thing is consistency, you know, so we would want it to be the same everywhere. That's why I'm asking if you want us to include the LLC or not.
No, it's okay. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to be quite honest, if anyone asks my opinion, I always say to leave off the LLC. Leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. Just go with the business name. So we have that as JM, apostrophe S, irrigation and lighting. The and is the ampersand, the symbol, not A-N-D spelled out. And that's how it's going to be listed everywhere. That's how it'll be listed on your Google listing, your Bing listing, on your website, on all the different destinations and directories that we create. And then, of course, the phone number that we're speaking on now, this is a good number for us to reach you. And is it a smartphone? Text message?
Yes, it's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Okay, good. So the reason I mentioned that, of course, most of the time customers are simply going to call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website that we build will also have a contact form. So people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Of course, anything they type into that form will actually repopulate on your tracking and reporting system. And then as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we would list it physically on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine too. It would just not be shown on the website. It would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you from time to time. Jose, what is a good email address then either for you or for your business?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, when I want to go ahead and I was trying to verify for Google, the Google, you know, there's nobody there to talk to, like you said.
Exactly.
So it said that the way I guess the way I had to do it for Google was the way I had to do it for when I got my EIN number for the taxes. So it doesn't have the apostrophe. I don't know if that does difference for you guys or not.
It would be, yeah. I mean, that's why I was asking you, because for you, it's automated. Everything is automated. It's all AI. And if it doesn't match up, then you get flagged for fraudulent content, right? Because there's a missing apostrophe, or the word is spelled out, or it's not spelled out, or the LLC is there, or it's not. I mean, that's why business owners don't even understand why their listings don't get verified. But we do it through a real life person, you know, and we do it the way our clients actually want to be listed. So that would not be a problem.
Okay, because I took the apostrophe out because I updated it. I went off of whatever the taxes was.
Got it.
So I don't know if you want the apostrophe or not, or just take it off. I would say take it off just so we can be on the same page as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's okay, as long as you're okay with that. So just capital J, capital M, capital S, no spacing, no apostrophe.
Nope, yeah.
All right, perfect. And then, Tara never did get your last name.
Martinez,
that's with a Z at the end?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, Mr. Martinez. And then, as I was saying, what is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
JMSIRR.
Mm-hmm.
And lighting@gmail.com.
And then, of course, for the email, the "and" is spelled out. You can't have those symbols.
Correct.
Gotcha. So you said JMSIRR, like irrigation, AND, and then LIGHTING, and that was at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I did see on the Angie a physical street address, but I mean, I'm thinking that's your residence and that customers do not come to you. You're completely service-based, and the 7403 61st Street East is not an address you would want the public to know about. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's my home address.
Okay.
The reason why I updated it, well, on Angie I got to have it on there, but on
Correct.
Google I had to update. Because it said, too, if I don't have a personal, they're not going to verify it. So that's why I had it. I don't want my
You're right. Yeah, you're right. When it's automated like that, you're required to put in an address. But when we talk to our Google reps, the Google back-end team that verifies or merges or flags anything that's out there, now when we talk to our back-end team on Google, they know that most service-based businesses are entirely run from the home, run out of the truck. Customers don't come to you. You don't need a storefront. And of course, actually, Google doesn't want to list your physical street address, your residence, because Google wouldn't want someone to drive out there and knock on the door any more than you would, especially since you're going to be out in the field most days. So Google will list only your city and state. So it's just going to be Palmetto, Florida. The 34221 won't even be listed there. And, of course, we will talk to you about your service area. We can do anywhere in your service area. So meaning we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. So, of course, that means we can go farther in one direction than another direction to get to the areas you want to go. If there are places even very close to you that you do not want to go, then you can tell us that, too, and we wouldn't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted. Now, the next step, like I said, is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It takes about 30, 45 minutes. We do schedule it by the hour. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, and that's to add a little bit more protection on your account, a little bit more security. In fact, it is a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with JMS Irrigation and Lighting, even if it's you, Mr. Martinez, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they cannot give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in and your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Melissa.
Is that M-E-L-L-I-S-A or just one L, two S's?
Yes. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Gotcha. That made more sense when I started typing it in. And then I have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay, so it says Jose Martinez. It's a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mr. Martinez, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, it is 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0589.
Yes, sir.
2980.
Okay.
4642.
And then the expiration month and year?
The expiration month is 10/28.
Okay, 10/2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
127.
127. So I've got 127/127 on the back of the card. I've got October or 10/2028 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 5178-0589-2980-4642?
Yes.
And does that bill at the residence, the 7403 61st Street East, Palmetto, 34221?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Just a second.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that I'm about to go over in a voice verification that will be provided for you in writing. Because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee, even including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification, Jose, is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have that pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Martinez, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
JMS Irrigation and Lighting.
That's exactly how I have that. Capital J, capital M, capital S, no space, no apostrophe. The and in this case is the symbol, the ampersand, not A-N-D spelled out. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jose Martinez, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Martinez, as the owner of JMS Irrigation and Lighting, Jose, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Okay, yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did provide that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Martinez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Of course. 100%. 100%. Exactly correct. And I'm glad you're so enthusiastic about that, because there are times that I call my client and I am calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. And I'm thinking, my gosh, if I'm a customer and I get mailbox not set up or mailbox full, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to call somebody else. So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. And the reason that we ask, there's actually a couple of reasons, but of course we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Martinez, that is fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service itself, waiving your initial setup fee with the website included, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Jose, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees, there's no surcharges of any kind, and of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri, Apple Maps, of course, Facebook ads included at no additional cost. In this case, we're also including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included. Again, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Jose, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And you can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be necessary here. All that we would require, though, request for you to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Martinez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email. You'll receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by a text message. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I could probably get you in as early as 8 o'clock. I'm not 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But the last one would be, today we could do 6. Looks like there's at least one spot available every hour in between with the one exception of 3 o'clock. So would you want something as early as 11, as late as 6, somewhere in between?
For today?
Yeah, if today works out. Like I said, it's a, you know, 30, 35-minute phone call. You do not need to be in front of a computer. You can be driving. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. We can do today if you like. If not, we can take a look at Monday.
Sure. What time today?
So like I said, I could get you in as early as 11, the next available one. I'd have to get real quick on the notes, but I could do that for you. We could do 11, we could do 12, 1, 2, not 3, but we could do 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do 2.
Two. Okay, so we're going to schedule it at 2 o'clock. Now, at 1 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I received both, and the
perfect.
I saved the, what's it called, the contact.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's perfect. And then if you open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it says, Hello, Jose. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here? So click on those two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, so do feel free to scroll above that long line. Of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's everyone's main focus pretty much, but about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. We'll, of course, do all of the different destinations, directories. The website is included at no additional cost. Now, you'll see that long line that goes all the way across, and below it, there's 3 boxes. We would want you to click all 3 of the boxes. one that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages to your phone, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other one is that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason. Once you've got all three of those boxes checked, click in that longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it. If you are on your smartphone, turning it sideways makes everything pop up a little bit higher as long as you're not locked in portrait mode. But once you're able to type in Jose Martinez, and it does tend to be case sensitive, at least for that first initial, but you might as well just go ahead and type in capital J, capital M, everything else lowercase. And then once you've got your name in the box, hit the confirm signature box. Of course, that's the orangish colored longer box. Once you do that, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including the website, that we waived your setup fee, reduced your cost. It will actually allow us to also do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Now, it looks like you are successful in submitting that, and it may have prompted you to log into your tracking system. You don't have to do that right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you are trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview at 2 o'clock before we can get the information that will then be tracked, and then it might still take a day or so. You will receive confirmation by email and text when your tracking system is live. At that point, you'll have 24/7 access to it. The reports do update in very near real time, so it updates several times throughout the day. Now, our system did send a couple of other emails out to you. One is your welcome email, and that's important not just because it has our client support information, the information I've already given you. Most of our emails have that. Your welcome email, though, does have your login credentials, and you can try to log in at any point in time. You just may get a message saying that we are still trying to set everything up, and like I said, once everything is set up, we'll notify you by text and email. Your username is set in our system, so you cannot change your username. We have, though, made it very easy for you to remember and very easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So your username and then is, of course, 941-587-4856. Now, your default password is set to run friends, all lowercase, no space, R-U-N-F-R-I-E-N-D-S. You can change your password. You can change your password as much as you like. You also received an additional email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. And again, this will help us in expediting the process of getting you verified, letting Google know that you are an actual real business in the local area, that you will provide these services. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, and of course you don't even need to open it up right now, but it's going to ask if you can send us photos, any tools or equipment, photos of your work vehicle, anything like a business card. You know, there's really no like workplace, but for that, Google's perfectly fine with you taking a picture of where you park your service vehicle or your service vehicle parked in front of your home. That's fine. Is the business itself licensed and or insured? I mean, it is an LLC. So you can send us that information too. And like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you do send us will help us with expediting that process of getting you verified. So I am sending you that calendar invite. Again, you do not need to respond to it. If it says it's a video verification, it's not. It's just a video call. It's just a regular phone call. They'll be calling you at 2 o'clock, might be a couple of minutes after 2 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, and I certainly will try to be, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just to introduce you to your technician. So just at the beginning, just to say a quick hello, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may be on another call in which they will call you on their own, and they will take really good care of you. And like I said, if you do even want to ask them, they would know that the security question and the answer is on there, your first pet, and the answer being Melissa. But I do hope that I am able to say hello to you in that 2 o'clock hour, but I did want to take the opportunity now to say, well, welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, help you get verified, help you get on that first page, do a website for you. Of course, we're looking to get your phone ringing and to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. Hey, I do have a quick question.
Of course.
All that information, that you said that they might need is on actually the verification profile of Google already.
Okay.
So should I just wait first before you guys do anything, or before I do anything?
Our technician can answer those questions for you. A lot of times it helps for you to resubmit them to us so that we can resubmit them directly to Google, because then again, it is a live person overseeing that verification process. They can override anything that the AI flagged or got confused or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty easy, straightforward process. And like I said, you don't even really have to be in front of a computer for that. But they will be calling you with or without me, hopefully with me, in that 2 o'clock hour. Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk to you at 2.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. You take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.